RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Oh, it's just me, John, at Countryside
Mr.
calling.
Countryside John, how are you doing, Mr. Black?
I am pert as a rutten buck. I'm down in Texas visiting my daughter.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I'll be home tomorrow, but just came down for a quick visit. Heidi and I are here.
Nice,
yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I got two kids.
Okay, I know you have
you, Yeah, you met them both.
Okay.
Back 20 years ago when you were doing shows.
They
were a lot shorter.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I'm sure you do. Yeah, you remember we had hair?
I 20 years ago I didn't have hair. So my hair has been vacant for, I think, let's see, probably a good 40 years.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow.
Yeah.
So
maybe even 40 years. Good Lord. Holy shit. I started losing my hair in my early 20s. So, yeah.
Oh. Well, that's all right.
Well,
just another thing to do in the morning.
Pastures down the drain, I guess.
I'm calling you about the client interested in the 360.
Yeah,
it's going well. It's Heidi. Kim has been negotiating with the wife, and I understand there's going to be a contact and it's likely a store visit today.
Yep.
So, yeah, and then
I told her not to send it back yesterday, and she said, well, we're down to just negotiating price, but he says, John's not here, and I said, well, let me know, because, you know, if it comes back, it's going. I won't have it again.
Because
I really think if it's going to be a sold item for you guys, regardless of, you know, if it's not going to take, I don't care if it takes a month or two or something to get it paid for or something. That's not my concern, as I told you before. My concern is if she really wants this particular diamond, and I think it's a great value, it's a gorgeous stone, then we should just close the deal on it and, you know, be done.
Well, we'll know today. I'm guessing we'll have an answer for you.
So what's it? She said it's down to like a negotiated price or something on it. So she doesn't. She told me. She said she doesn't know how much further I can go than where we're at right now. You know, that's something for John to do. So is it just a matter of a minimum amount you want to take on it?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew what the alternative she was shopping was. I don't ask you for discounts. I don't know if there's any room on your side.
Not really. On these particular things, we go pretty bare bones as much as we can on these things. And there's no.
Yeah.
I mean, are you RJO and IJO or just IJO?
Just IJO.
Okay, yeah. So there's. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything beyond that, because we have to pay a pretty hefty commission to IJO for these things. RJO, I would just tell you, if it's RJO, you're going to get, 4% back at the end of the year. Keep that in mind, but with IJO, there is no that kind of thing.
Right. Well, we do get a... it goes towards, they do track our purchases, and we do get spiffs.
All right.
They don't give you a cash back, but, yes, they do. What am I saying?
Really?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's something to consider then.
Absolutely. And I'm not asking you to move on your price, by the way. That's not the purpose of my call.
No, I know. I can't do it anyway, so it's.
Yeah. But I thought I should call you myself, let you know
I'm appreciate that.
In constant communication with the store about this, and we'll let you know as soon as we know something. It's a big number.
It's a big number for everybody, so it's I understand. It's you'd love to make that sale. I know you're gonna do everything you can to make the sale, but it's just it is what it is. If they're willing to spend so much, although I'm always a big thing about throwing something in that doesn't cost you a lot, but looks like it's a lot. You know, that's my angle. I'm always looking for something that I can. When I was in the bingo business, it was, you know, my big thing was paper cost me nothing. So if I can make a deal for you to get you to spend more money when you play bingo by giving you more paper, then I would do that. You know, you spend $5 more and you get like twice as many opportunities to play or something like that. And it sounded like a great deal until, if anybody really thought about it, everybody's doing the same thing, so your odds of winning never changed. But it sounds like you did. And so there was a lot of smoke and mirrors in the way I did things. And being in sales my whole life and a big math guy, I was killer at running bingo halls. Yeah.
Well, now I can't ever play bingo again, Bob.
There's a lot of misdirection there. There was many a time I felt like a carnival barker, but I was so good at hyping the crowd every time when I wanted to change something because it was in my best interest, you know, to change something. I would like programs and stuff like that. I would put together a really shit program and then one that I really wanted. And I'd say, okay, you guys, you decide which one you want to do. And by show of hands, which one likes this one better than this one? And there was always a few people in there that would go for the clunker for God knows what reason. But it would be an overwhelming majority that says, well, majority rules, you're going to get this one. And they would all feel like they just designed something. But it was totally different. You know, it just...
Well, and it's entertainment. So.
Yeah, it is. And I always gave them a great deal on food. You know, I went to the cheapest place to play, but, man, when you came in there, if you spent, back in the day, you know, if you spent $4, $5 at my place to eat, you ate like a king compared to the other places.
Uh-huh.
Now,
well,
it
works,
anymore.
Clearly.
Oh,
yeah.
So I didn't invent the wheel. That's just a Vegas thing. Vegas does that.
Yeah.
They give you great food for a cheap price because you forget you just lost $200 a few minutes ago on the floor. that steak that you just got that you only paid $15 for, you actually paid $15 for it.
Well, it works.
Yep. All right,
well,
John,
I will, Bob. I'll
right.
tell Kim
Appreciate
we talked
the call.
Because she's kind of worrying about it now.
Yep.
Bob and I will work it out. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Talk to you later.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.